You're listening to the audio production of How to Get Unstuck, Breaking Free from Barriers to Your Productivity by Matt Perman, published by Zondervan and read by Stu Gray. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit https://info.zondervan.com/get-unstuck-audiobook-pdf/.
If the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8, verse 36. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. Truly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 through 10. Introduction. We all get stuck in some way. It's okay to be stuck, but we don't want to stay stuck. So if money and access and organizational might aren't the foundation of the connected economy, what is? Initiative. Seth Godin. If you've ever been stuck, you are in good company. Mark Twain got stuck when writing The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Einstein got stuck when developing the general theory of relativity. And Martin Luther got stuck trying to grasp the doctrine of justification by faith alone. Even the Apostle Paul got stuck on his missionary journeys, Acts 27, verse 20, and 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 17 and 18. We all hate being stuck, but it happens to everyone in various ways, sometimes in big ways and very often in smaller ways. You can even be stuck in multiple ways at once. You likely are stuck in some way right now. You might feel like you don't know where you were headed in life, which is certainly one major type of being stuck. Or you might know where you want to go, but keep running into obstacles. Another way of being stuck. You might be trying to do something large and important that you just can't push forward, or the ride to accomplishing your goals is just plain bumpier than it ought to be because of various sticking points in your productivity approach, workplace environment, or time management tools. You know there are ways to do things more effectively, but you just aren't sure what they are. The encouraging and surprising truth is that it's okay to be stuck. Being stuck can be a mark that you are doing important things, because important things are often hard. And when things are hard, we are likely to get stuck. Further, God meets us where we are stuck. In fact, it's when we are stuck that he often meets us most deeply. David often prayed things like, "Rescue me from the mud. Don't let me sink any deeper. Save me from those who hate me, and pull me from these deep waters." Psalm 69, verse 14. Now that's being stuck. We've all been there, and all is not lost when we are. It's okay to be stuck, but we don't want to stay stuck. None of us enjoys being stuck, and it sometimes puts crucial, important things at risk. There are things we want to do, things we need to do, and things that make a difference in the world that won't get done if we stay stuck. The good news is that it is possible to get unstuck and overcome the obstacles to doing great work and getting the right things done. David prayed for deliverance and got unstuck. Paul never became passive in spite of his many obstacles. Mark Twain finished The Adventures of Tom Sawyer after taking a year off to replenish. And Einstein got the help he needed with the math to bring the theory of relativity all the way through to completion. Yes, Einstein needed help with math, of a very advanced sort, of course. Stuck in our productivity. We get stuck in lots of ways. We can get stuck in traffic, Stuck in line.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?